when I was taking classes, autism was this little paragraph in a book, not a chapter, not a whole book. It was a little paragraph.
Debbie Kermis is sitting at her crowded office at the Autism Center at Sacred Heart Children's Hospital off Bayou Boulevard in Pensacola. She's the manager of the facility as well as a board-certified behavior analyst.
Applied behavior analysis is the scientific study of behavior, and it's not a new field, but because insurance covers it now and people are more aware, as that increases, you know, as people become more aware of that and how to use those skills, then we can be more effective across the board.
For school-age children with autism or other qualifying special needs, the local school district must create an IEP, Individualized Education Plan. Implementation of that plan is monitored and adjusted as needed. At the Autism Center, they try to work with the school system to go a bit further for their clients.
We work with the school district. We don't try to have two separate things going on.
Well, and I would say our biggest addition or difference between the school is that we have the ability to incorporate the parents into what we're doing.
That's Jennifer Finley, another behavior analyst at the Autism Center. She has a unique point of view about the topic because she is also a parent of a child with autism.
At the schools, parents often come home and they find out what the kids were doing at school, or they're part of the IEP process, but they're not part of the day-to-day operations of the school. So the parents can come to us and be part of our therapy. They're invited to be in the session with us. We're teaching them the skills of how to work with their kid outside of school and outside of the clinic setting.
And she says parents learning those techniques and being involved with their child's program not only helps their family life, but can also improve the child's performance in school. Finley became a behavior analyst after seeing how the discipline helped her son.
I learned about what ABA was, got my son in care and fell in love with it, and it increased his communication and it reduced his problem behaviors. And I said, okay, yep, I'm changing my entire career. That's what I'm doing.
A few years ago, many more families began getting access to the center when health insurance companies began to cover advanced behavior analysis, or ABA. Finley says that was a turning point as both an analyst and a parent.
I would say it's only been 5 years or so-ish that insurance as a whole has been covering ABA, and every year it's more that are being covered, and that's been a huge turning point. So it's a lot more readily available out there, especially since Medicaid started covering it for families.
And that increased access means there is a need for more people trained in ABA. The Autism Center has always had a waiting list for service, and Debbie Kermis says training is one of the most important services they offer.
This is a pretty stressful field. It's pretty hard working with kids who can have some challenging behaviors, and so it's not for everybody. So there is a lot of turnover, and there's training needs that are always going on because there's never enough time for training. So that's part of what makes us unique, is that we do a lot of parent training. We do training for professionals. We partner with Autism Pensacola and have a camp in the summer, so we oversee the training for that. And we've trained hundreds and hundreds of people to really assist with working in the classrooms, or paraprofessionals, or speech and language pathologists, occupational therapists, which we have here also, and we collaborate with them. So again, getting everybody the training that they need and keeping everyone on the same page is what's really critical for success.
But the main focus of the center remains the children and their families. Kermis and Finley both say that when parents first find out their child has autism, it can be overwhelming. They hope to make the center a one-stop shop for available services.
Once you get a diagnosis, it's very confusing. Where do I go for a diagnosis? Then I have to go somewhere else for treatment. I'm supposed to go to speech and occupational therapy in one location and apply behavior analysis in another location. And who is Autism Pensacola? And how does all this fit together? And we have a card in our office, which is a Center for Autism and Related Disabilities, and is state-funded. And there is overlap with all of them, and it's very confusing for parents. So we want to try to make coordination of services to be a priority and have a place where parents can go to get all the information about what resources are available and who does what, and not have it be so difficult for them not knowing where to turn.
I think that burnout with families, it's overwhelming, and I felt that way too, and it was a relief when I actually came to a place where they were able to educate me and teach me, and I didn't feel quite so overwhelmed.
The Autism Center at Sacred Heart Children's Hospital works in collaboration with teachers, physicians, therapists, and family members, and partners locally with the University of West Florida, CARD. That's the Center for Autism and Related Disorders, Autism Pensacola, Early Steps, and the local school districts. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.